When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. In this episode, we present part one of an interview with Lori McClellan of La Mesa Ministries. This group builds Christ-centered communities and provides food, clothing, and hygiene products to the homeless in Phoenix, Arizona. We hope you will enjoy the first part of this inspirational interview. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
It's all about you, Jesus. Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part one of our interview with Lori McClellan.
Well, hello, everybody. We'd like to introduce the guest we have today. We are honored to have Lori McClellan. And Lori, can you say a few words before we get started?
Just really excited that you asked me to do this podcast with you to talk about what God is doing in Maricopa County here in Arizona. With our ministry and the working poor and the homeless.
Okay. The first thing I was thinking of is what are some distinctives about La Mesa that are important to you?
Well, La Mesa Ministries is 11 years old, and it's a ministry that's been built on relationships, the relationships with the volunteers, but more importantly, the relationship with the homeless and working poor community. We all know that Jesus heals the broken, and those that are living on the streets, their spirit is definitely broken. So being in relationship and showing the love of Christ really has been the focal point of La Mesa Ministries for the last 11 years.
Don't you eat with the people and so forth sometimes to foster that relationship?
On Tuesday nights and Thursday nights, we'll serve about 160, 170 meals. And I encourage all the volunteers to actually sit at a table and have dinner with someone they normally would never have dinner with and hear their stories and share their words of encouragement. So a lot of volunteers come to La Mesa thinking we're a soup kitchen and that they'll be scooping food for an hour and then they'll leave, and that's not at all what La Mesa Ministries is about. And it's always a home-cooked meal made with love, and Jesus always knows how many people are going to come. In 11 years, La Mesa Ministries has never ran out of food.
Wow. Well, what prompted the inception of La Mesa Ministries?
We got a new pastor. Pastor Tim Allman came to Christ Greenfield Lutheran Church in Gilbert.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you guys are an affluent community that is inward focused, and as your new pastor, I would encourage you to get out and do something in the community. And La Mesa Ministries was born.
Wow. Well, tell us some of the details about your various programs.
So La Mesa Ministries, we have, like I said, the Tuesday night meal is in Mesa at 805 North Country Club. We have a Thursday night meal in Tempe at Beautiful Savior at 1337 West 11th Street in Tempe. We have a food truck that goes out on Mondays and Fridays to bring our resources to the community that might not know about our Tuesday and Thursday. And then in 2019, we opened a resource center to help those that are ready to break the chains of homelessness and help them reestablish themselves. We help get employment. We get gym memberships so they can shower every day. We teach a financial class where if they'll graduate from a four-class session, we'll pay 50% of their security deposit, all their application fees. And so it's
wow.
The homeless community does not trust Christians because Christians, in their eyes, they come and go. They'll come with their vehicle, they'll drop off some food, and then you'll never see them again. And that's all a wonderful thing. But to really show the love of Christ, it is through consistency. There's no judgment. There's no us and them. When you come to a La Mesa Tuesday or Thursday night, everybody wears a name tag. You don't know if they're homeless or if they're a volunteer. We're just all broken people in need of a Savior. So
that's really the truth.
La Mesa different. We don't, at our resource center, we don't like hand them a list of people to call. We actually put them in our car and take them and get them their IDs or help them with their benefits or take them to the job interview. And it's just totally hands-on, and it really does make a difference. But until they trust you, they won't tell you their whole story. And until you know their whole story, you can't really begin to help. A lot of what we've learned is that organizations try to put round pegs into square holes. And at La Mesa Ministries and our resource center, we understand that everybody is different and their road to success is going to be different. And I'm not going to choose it for them. They're going to choose it for themselves, and then we're going to help them walk the walk.
Yeah, I was just wondering what new projects are on the horizon, Vinny.
So this November 21st, we are breaking ground on a property we purchased at 113 North Alma School in Mesa, where we are building 21 tiny houses for the chronically homeless disabled. There's going to be a clubhouse, a community garden, a dog park. We're not building houses, we're building a community for the most vulnerable on the streets, those that our resource center has not been able to help because they're not going to be able to go get a job because of their disability. So La Mesa Ministries is building the 21 tiny house community called the Eden Village of Arizona.
Wow. Well, how can they get involved with that?
There's lots of ways to get involved. If you're a business owner and you have the ability to help us build the community, that would be great. We also have people that are sponsoring things around the community, such as you can sponsor a house for $45,000 and then your name will be on it forever. You can sponsor a raised garden bed for $300, a park bench for $500, a barbecue for $1,500. All these things, there's so many opportunities to not only help build this neighborhood for our friends on the street, but also a way to leave a legacy behind.
Well, I was just curious, how have the activities of La Mesa caused you personally to leave your comfort zone?
It's all God. I wake up every day and I thank God that He chose me to do this. And He gives me the confidence to speak in front of hundreds of people and share the stories of the community that we serve. The Holy Spirit gives me words to say, and I love this community where 15 years ago I might have been that person that looked at somebody on the corner and said, hey, just go get a job. But until you actually walk in their shoes with them and grieve with them and rejoice with them, it just becomes part of who you are. And that's one of the reasons why La Mesa Ministries is ran by volunteers. We have probably 100 volunteers a month that feel their lives have been changed by giving to this community.
Wow. Well, what do you need in the way of volunteers?
As far as volunteers, I would love as many as possible just to put their foot on campus and to experience La Mesa Ministries on a Tuesday or a Thursday night. Our food truck only goes out 2 days a week. It's parked the other 5 days of the week. I would love to get, you know, more people that are willing to step up and take the food truck out and bring the love of Jesus to the corners of the valley. When Eden Village is built, there'll probably be 200 to 400 volunteers a month that come onto that campus to make that campus successful. We always need your dollar donations because La Mesa Ministries is 100% supported by donations. We do not take any government dollars. There's no vouchers. There's no HUD money. It's all just people loving people.
Thinking about donations, can you tell us a way that they can donate?
Well, it's as easy as going to lamesaministries.org and clicking on the donate button. And then we go through about 300 men's shirts a week between our two nights and our food truck. So men's clothing donations are always in need. Belts, hats, shoes. An average homeless person will go through a pair of shoes in 2 weeks because society says keep walking. They don't get to sit very long. So they're always walking and they're going to wear out their shoes pretty darn fast. We always need hygiene products, shampoo, razors, new men's underwear, new women's underwear. Because can you imagine being homeless on the street not having underwear? We're always in need, especially this time of year, of sleeping bags. We're always in need of backpacks. We give what's donated to us. So some nights I won't have any backpacks, and some nights I might have 10 backpacks. So everything that La Mesa Ministries does is donated.
You know, when clients get back on their feet, how can they help?
Oh, they're there. They're still there every Tuesday and Thursday night, and they're sharing their success story, and they're encouraging their friends to go through and meet with a resource center. Since 2019 and all the people we've helped get homes of their own, there's only one that is not still housed. And of all of those that we've helped, the first one still comes to La Mesa Ministries on Taco Night.
Wow.
And he lives at the Westward Ho, which is in Phoenix. So it's about an hour and a half bus ride, light rail ride to get to La Mesa Ministries. It's still his family. So we continue to walk alongside, and they continue to walk alongside us.
Well, can you share some other success stories that stand out to you?
Oh, I absolutely can. In fact, one just happened a couple of days ago. I stopped at Circle K, and I went in, and the cashier says, "I know you." She comes out and gives me a big hug, and it was Jessica, who 2 years ago was part of our community. She was getting ready to give birth to a baby, and the plan was to put that baby up for adoption, but when the baby was born, she couldn't do it. So CPS came and took the baby, and Jessica continued to come to La Mesa, and she did all of the right things. She has her son. CPS brought her baby back. And she came around the corner and she said, "Make sure you tell everybody at La Mesa that I'm one of their success stories."
Great.
And well, then there's the story of George. He was living on the streets for 15 years. George was drunk all the time. And we loved George, but George would come to La Mesa and he could barely stand. And sometimes he had liquor in his pocket. And my husband, Rick, who's the executive director of La Mesa Ministries, the Holy Spirit said, "Go talk to George at the park and ask him what to do with his body when he dies." So Rick went and bought McDonald's, went to the park and said, "George, when you die, the police are going to come ask us what you want done with your body. So what do you want us to tell them?" And George was like, "I'm going to die in the park?" Rick's like, "Yes, you are, George." And George has been sober, and he's been in a home of his own for the last 3.5 years.
Wow.
And it was God's prompting Rick to go to the park and talk to George. Like, no one's ever talked to George before, out of love. And wow. Age is sober, and before his knee went out, he should come clean after La Mesa was over to get back to the community. So La Mesa Ministries has story after story of lives being transformed.
I bet you do.
And through the love of Jesus and people who are willing to be consistent in the community's lives, it is that consistency that makes the difference. All about
you. That concludes part one of this interview. We hope that you're enjoying it, and please stay tuned for part two of this interview in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.